Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello, and welcome to Launching the Pilot. Oh, sorry. Should I do that again?
No, keep it in. Keep it interesting. Go with the flow.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot.
You're not entering there. I'm going to keep that in. He's just wrecked Abbey Road.
I banged my elbow on the shelf.
This could be the most interesting bit of the whole thing.
Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot, episode 135.
Season.
The Adventures of Briscoe County Junior.
That rolls off the tongue.
I had to struggle to fit that in the chalkboard.
Yeah, and you did, didn't you? I never noticed the Adventures bit. I just saw the Briscoe County Junior.
That's all I needed to put, really, isn't it?
Yeah, really. But you went the whole hog.
I didn't want to confuse it with another programme.
I just noticed She-Ra, Princess, etc. But no, we went the whole hog with Adventures of Briscoe County Junior.
Yeah, because I think every time we refer to it, we should do its full title. No, because
that's really going to...
I want an extra long podcast.
What's that picture now? Now we've got... What's this one?
This is Magnum. It's going to be Magnum Week soon. Magnum PI.
I like Magnums. I like the classic. I'm a classic fan.
Who invented the Magnum?
Wolves.
No. Who? What famous celebrity? Oh.
Clint Eastwood.
No.
This is a Magnum, most powerful handgun in the world. I remember that film.
No, you're wrong.
It was Wolves Ice Cream. Ivanhoe!
Well, it wasn't Ivanhoe, but it was Roger Moore. So there you go.
Well, he invented the Magnum.
Yes, of course he did.
What, the ice cream?
Yes. Why wouldn't he have? Well, he likes choc ices.
And he stuck a...
He said it would be better if it was on a stick. That's
genius.
That's all you need.
It's sheer genius.
That's all you need to make a multi-million pound.
We're going to talk about that next.
We should have talked about it during the moment, though, but I forgot the fact.
Whatever the show this is, but we're going to talk about that next. Let's talk about all the different flavours Magnums.
Do you remember the witch's hat?
Yeah. Used to fall off that. Yeah. On that little ride.
You should ask your wife how she keeps hers on.
She's got a pointy head.
Because she don't listen to this.
She don't listen to me, full stop, so what's the difference?
So this time we're doing The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
We're still doing that.
What did you want to do the Magnum Hour? We've got to save some for our episode 150. It looks a long way away, doesn't it, when you look at the list. This is episode 135, I've probably said that.
Probably.
Was that before I banged into the shelf or not? So this is The Adventures of Briscoe County Junior.
Rolls off the tongue.
We've got 93 to 94.
Probably, I might have written that down somewhere. Let's extend mine up. Oh yeah, 93 to 94. One season.
27 episodes.
27 episodes.
That's it.
Yep.
What did you score? Actually, I did get a message on Twitter, someone who loves it.
Alright. So, well, you're going to be surely disappointed once I've finished with this.
I thought that might be your reaction.
Bring him on.
So I'm just looking up, if I can find it.
Would they be a foreigner to this shore?
They may be of the American.
Ah, even better.
Well, it's Western, isn't it? It's all American, isn't it? Western.
What happened to the indigenous people?
It's Moose Matson on Twitter. Moose
Matson. I'm not going there.
But he also sent us a tweet.
Did he?
The only time I'm disappointed with Launching the Pilot is when they don't talk about Manimal. So let's talk Manimal.
Let's talk Manimal.
But he liked this show, he liked this one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Briscoe County Junior. It won't affect how I talk about it.
No, it won't affect
it. I'm sorry. I just watched all of the Jack Ryan I think it's 8 episodes.
I think you, yeah.
I built a Lego.
Built a Lego temple to Magnum.
Then I watched this.
So you was in the best of moods when you was watching this,
yeah,
then?
Yeah.
So your attention span was spot on once this started.
You know, sometimes I enjoyed doing the podcast. I thought, oh yeah, I'll watch that, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like The Invisible Man, I'm going to watch that. I'll watch this and watch the counter at 1 hour, 32 minutes.
Yeah.
I've just watched She-Ra. That was only 23 minutes. I didn't want to do that.
So this is another one you forced upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I remember some of the episodes I used to watch.
Ah.
I think it was on Sky One over here originally.
You could afford Sky?
I could back then. Well, I'm not sure when it came to Sky. It must have been in the 90s,
okay,
yeah. I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'm guessing possibly after 94.
Probably. Because, you know, Sky had Sky One and they had to fill it. They didn't have anything to fill it with, so they put...
Rubbish.
No, they put lots of things like Xena and Hercules.
Oh, no, good quality programs
like that. So, you know, I remember when they launched Sky 2 and they put Xena Warrior Princess, that was the main one. That's what they were selling it as. And it just, Sky 2 just flopped, didn't it? And they cancelled it. I think they're back on now with Sky Atlantic, is sort of the Sky 2 now. Right. It doesn't matter, I don't have it anymore.
No.
Sort of.
No.
Well, in a way. Anyway,
we're back to this now. What's this title?
Yeah, we're back to The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Excellent. Should be doing Magnum.
Bruce Campbell is in this.
Yes.
And we know him from?
Xena.
Yes. Well done.
Hey, I get to go home.
That's the first programme I thought of.
Yeah.
I know he's in The Evil Dead as well, but it's secondary compared
and
to Xena.
He does the voice to... He does the voice to somebody. What's the video game?
I'm sorry.
It was a video game I used to play.
Powerpuff Girls?
Or was it Evil? Was it The Evil Dead?
He does The Evil Dead, yeah.
Is it the video game where he walks around? Oh, God.
And we've done it. I was going to say we've done him before on this show.
Yeah, don't go.
We have. Burn Notice. It's in Burn Notice as well.
Yeah.
You remember it now. Yeah, I watched all of Burn Notice.
Yeah. You remember that one, yeah.
I didn't stop after 40 minutes. I watched the whole first episode.
Right. It was your mistake.
I think it might have actually been, because I watched it off the DVD.
Yeah.
And you watched the pilot, and the pilot was that short, I think.
Yeah.
So you probably watched the right one and I didn't.
Well, probably not.
Because I went on for a good 20 minutes after you finished.
I remember.
Yes, I remember that.
I remember when the notes stopped and you're carrying on and I'm looking going,
how?
Hey? What did he watch?
Anyway,
what's the programme we're doing this week?
The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. Okay, I've got an intro. It starts off straight to the intro.
Have you really got an intro?
Yeah, I think it's a bit slow. The music, it's the Western sort of theme.
Yeah.
It didn't inspire me. You know, it's like when we watched The Master, and I thought, I was really tired, I don't want to do this, but the Master theme just picked me right up, and I thought, wow, I'm in now.
Yeah. Some do that to you.
Yeah, this one didn't.
No.
I've got some road workers.
Yeah, I've got building a railroad, in brackets, poor health and safety.
Yeah, it's very poor.
Oh, it's bad. That would be closed down within
and
minutes.
They're blowing a hole in this mountain and some of them go in.
Yeah, they find something.
An orb. They call it an orb.
I've got a lightsaber to start
with. Lightsabers. Lightsabers strewn.
And then I've got blue... it is basically lightsabers, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
They're Chinese. We should say they're ethnic.
Chinese.
They are ethnic people.
And they're all chained up as well.
Yeah, and they touch the glowy thing, glimmer.
You always want to touch the glowy thing.
You always touch the glimmer.
Yeah.
And they've got something like blue electricity running through them, I'm not quite sure. But
yeah.
The chains.
They give some strength to break the chains. I didn't realise it was them breaking the chains. No. I thought the electric thing had broken the chains.
I believe the chains just fell off.
Yes.
Yeah.
But apparently later on you find out it was super strength that gave them.
And you don't see them anymore. That's it.
That's it. They're out of the story.
That's it. Because next, we've got a marshal on a train.
Yes, we do.
And there's a reporter sitting there and he wants to talk to him. Tell us your story. And the marshal is Briscoe County.
Senior.
Yeah.
But he's not called senior, he's just called...
No.
I like the bit where the journalist is going, you caught the John Bly and his gang single-handed. And you look up the carriage, there's a whole team of people.
Yeah. He goes, well...
Sort of. He goes, oh, and your legendary gun that he's got.
Oh, yes.
He goes, it's just a peacemaker with a fancy handle. That's all.
Yeah.
It doesn't help shoot any straighter. It's just a gun.
Yeah, he's very down to
earth.
He's very sort of, okay. Now, I've got a man painting a Wile E. Coyote tunnel.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Because there was no other way to describe it other than a man painting a Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
The god, Wile E. Coyote.
There's a big rock in the middle of the tracks and he's painted his scenery on there.
I've got it. How did they move the rock?
I don't know. It's not explained.
It's not explained.
I thought, is that mud at first? No, it's a rock.
It's a rock. Is it mud? But no, it's a rock.
They probably rolled it down. And it's nice it had one flat, smooth surface to paint on, though.
I thought it was very clever.
Yeah.
And he paints a very good tunnel.
It's not a tunnel, it's just the scenery.
Right, yeah, but at any moment I was expecting the roadrunner to come through.
And
it would have made my day.
I think, is it Pete who's the baddie with him? He says, I love the colours. And he goes, you know what he needs? He needs a sunset. He goes, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah, Pete's not the brightest. No. Let's go.
So, Marshall, Briscoe County. Now that you've rounded up the 13 most notorious outlaws in all the West, including John Bly, what do you do for an encore?
Leave, I'll smoke this pipe.
Could you help me out here, Marshall? I've got a column to write. You don't give me a decent quote, I'll have to make something up.
I'm familiar with your column, Mr. Collier. Why break with custom now?
Well, because in this case, the truth is just too damn good. Right here on this very train is the entire John Bly gang. In 3 days' time, they'll be safely locked up in the federal penitentiary in Pennsylvania. Every lawman west of the Mississippi hunted them, yet you single-handedly brought them to justice.
Did you hear that, boys? Single-handedly.
Figuratively speaking, that is. Is that the famous gun I've heard so much about?
Just an ordinary peacemaker with a pretty handle, Mr. Collier.
Well, it's beautiful.
Maybe so. That doesn't make it shoot any straighter. That's all I got to say on the subject.
But anyway.
Anyway.
The train driver, as he's going along, realises that's Wile E. Coyote rock there. Yeah. I've seen that in the movie, in the cartoons.
Oh, yeah, because Briscoe Senior noticed the reporter's tie pin's missing as well, doesn't he?
Yes.
Says, you had a tie pin when you came on the train.
And we then pan into the baddie's cage or whatever, and
carriage.
The guy, one of them's now got a tie pin.
Yeah, he's undoing his chains.
Doing the chains.
And that time they hit the rock, don't they?
Yeah. They've escaped. They
shoot up the train, don't they, and stuff. And they blow up the hatch on top of the prison bit and drop guns down. Then Briscoe County Senior opens the door, and all the baddies have guns, and they shoot him.
Yeah.
And that's it for him, unfortunately.
Next scene, we've got the reporter who lived somehow.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
He survived, and he's telling his story.
He's got two broken arms, though.
Yeah, and he's sort of embellishing in it slightly
but, yeah
he's telling his story.
He's giving a summary up of what's going on,
and we've then got another scene where you got
he tells about Bly's genius escape and how the robber barons are all meeting to pick a bounty hunter, and they say, is it Lord Bowler? Oh no, it's not Lord Bowler, it's Briscoe County Junior.
Yeah,
he's high educated and was a lawyer.
Yes. And that's where it is. You got that. And
firsthand, I witnessed the incredible cunning of the outlaw John Bly as he masterminded his own escape. An escape which occurred despite the massive security precautions the railroad undertook. It seems they thought of everything except the eyesight of the engineer. Still eludes me how anyone can drive a train into the side of a giant painted rock with scenery on it no more believable than the backdrops down at the Horseshoe Club.
That's good.
Well, of course it's good. Give me that cigar. Speaking of clubs, down at the far more posh Westerfield Club, the leading robber barons of the West have been convening. It would seem the return of John Bly and his gang is bad for business. Oh my God. It's itching again.
Which one? Right or the left?
Both. Oh, sit down! Word has it that the five tycoons have given their lapdog and legal counselor, Socrates Poole, the responsibility for hiring their own private bounty hunter.
Who? Lord Bowler?
While the infamous tracker, Lord Bowler, has made his appearance here in town, he will not be going home with the assignment. My sources tell me the man with the inside track is none other than Briscoe County, Junior.
There's another one?
Yes, that's right. And hats off to the robber barons for their selection. I hear young County is a Harvard-educated lawyer, a scholar, by all accounts, a man of refinement, elegance, and polish. My only question is this. How did they ever rope him into it?
The scene is that Briscoe County Jr. is being hung.
Yes, this time, by Mexicans, I believe.
Not the horse. It's not that tough a town.
Isn't it the horse?
I don't think the horse is it?
Do you remember they slapped the horse three times to get on his way to hang him, but the horse won't move?
I know.
And he's saying, steady, Comet.
Yeah, but the horse, I know, what I'm saying is the horse isn't being hung.
No.
Unlike Blazing Saddles, where they hang the horse as well.
No, but then, it's after they slapped the horse three times, and Briscoe saying, steady, Comet. Then they put a noose around the horse's neck as well. So it is that sort of town.
Well, a bit later on it is, but yeah. I've got here, guys are having a shootout.
I haven't got it queued up. It's a bit slack of me.
Yeah.
A woman?
You said it, sir.
She comes out and says, "Oh, Carlos, I found these three aces or something in your cards."
Yes.
And then the two sort of Mexican teams have a fight between them. But Briscoe's rope gets shot free and he's off, isn't he?
But they're 3 foot away from each other.
They are.
No one hits anybody. No.
Carlos is the cheater, anyway, I've got here.
Yeah.
Now, at the
Briscoe's now with the robber barons, isn't he? He comes in.
Westfield Club,
yeah. He goes in and Comet follows. Yeah. Comet wants to join in on the discussion, doesn't he? No, you can't come in.
Briscoe says he thinks it's a person, doesn't realise it's a horse. Now, Aristotle Poole is the lawyer for the robber barons, and he's the one who's be dealing with Briscoe, he's the one who's hiring him, etc. So everything has to go through him.
And he talked to barons about wasting time and the coming thing.
Yeah, he's always looking for the coming thing.
Yeah.
What's going to be new? What's the big... And next, one of the robber barons said, "Well, so what is it?" He goes, "Well, it wouldn't be the coming thing. It'd be the nail thing."
Yeah.
So I've got to wait for it.
So he goes into one of the baron's offices. I can't count who it was. He's having a wash, because obviously you would keep a sink in your office, as you would.
I like the way he says, "Well, it's 1893. No, the 19th century is just around the corner."
Yeah.
Because this was shot in 1893. It was so 100 years.
He goes to collect his dad's stuff, including the gun.
Yeah.
And he plays around with the gun a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. He says, "I don't want any of the other stuff. Send it to the Marshals Museum."
He goes,
I've been known this day would come. It was a dangerous job he was in.
Yeah.
And so, I've been preparing myself for it. I only keep the gun.
And I've got somehow a note appears.
Yeah, just under the door. You don't even see it arrive. It just...
It's there.
It says, "Meet me for dinner" or something.
Yeah, that's where he goes to meet...
Lord Bowler. Well, I just assumed Lord Bowler would be the English bounty hunter.
But No.
I think he's part Indian, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah. And he's talking to him about, because they're having lunch and they're sitting there. He goes, "Oh, one day this will have cars and trams up and down." Because it's supposed to be San Francisco, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. And he's saying, though, all horses won't, horses will be gone.
Yeah.
Everything will be driven by motors and it's fanciful. But yeah, Lord Bowler sits down with them.
Yeah, because Lord Bowler wants the job.
He says, this should be my job.
Yeah, I should
get the Bligh game. He goes, I'll tell you what, the first person who leaves this table loses.
Yeah.
Then he puts a stick of dynamite.
And he lights it, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
And,
I should have said that this has chapters, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does have chapters.
The first chapter was Blast Supper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, because Briscoe carries on ordering his food, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's really calm.
Yeah, the waiter's there looking at the...
This is really scary.
Yeah, and he's like,
how would you like your steak? Rare?
Yeah, very rare.
No,
well done.
No.
But he wins the bet, doesn't he? Bowler...
Puts it out himself.
Puts out the dynamite, so he gets to keep the job.
Bowler, manhunter, you may have heard of me.
Once or twice.
With your daddy around, I could barely make a living. Now, just when things are looking up, I find out there's another Briscoe County. You ain't got to wave those rancheros for this job, County. So I suggest you quit while you're ahead. I'm going after Blindness Gang, and I'm going alone.
I don't think so, Bowler.
And I propose a little challenge, County. Last man remaining at this table gets the job.
Well, it's fine by me, Bowler, but I gotta warn you, I'm real hungry, and I could be here all day.
Let's find out.
Excuse me. I'm late for deposition.
Oh, waiter!
Yes, sir?
We're ready to order.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it all looks so good. Did you want something, Bowler?
I've already eaten.
What do you recommend?
The minute steak?
I can't decide. What are you having, Euripides?
County, you ain't nothing but a sugarfoot glory grabber. Out to make a name for himself, using his dead daddy's overblown reputation. What would your dead, dumb daddy think of that?
I'll take the steak, thick and rare.
Right away, sir.
He'd think you were right.
Now, I got back at the railroad with the lightsaber thing.
Dinner, on the table. Last minute table wins. Chapter 2. There we go. Scarred feet turn up the heat.
Yeah, I know. It was,
This is the first time I realised it had chapters.
Yes.
I didn't realise the first one. I'd go back. See, if it did have a chapter, it'd be more funny if it didn't. Chapter 2, then they didn't do it again.
But we're back at the railway.
Railway workers.
Yeah, with the lightsaber thing.
Orb, they call it an orb.
Yeah.
And there's a government guy that says, let's study this. This is government property. It's going back.
Oh, yeah, he calls it a UFO.
He does,
He calls it a UFO, unearthly foreign object.
That's it, yeah.
I wrote that down. Nothing else, but that was it.
Unearthly foreign object, yeah.
So he writes on the side of the crate, doesn't he?
UFO, for sure. Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. And, where are we?
Because Bowler and Briscoe have a little fight, don't they?
Yes.
And they get...
They've got arrested, haven't they?
They've got arrested. And Bowler says to Briscoe in this bit, he goes, this is the same judge. He gives the same punishment to everything. As long as you don't talk back to him...
Yeah, it's 3 weeks, isn't it? Or something.
60 days, hard labour, and that's it, you're done.
Fair done. But Briscoe talks to the judge, doesn't he? He's moaning about this and that, because he was a lawyer.
Yeah, he was
a
lawyer.
So he knows, and he talked, and the judge went, okay. And he lets him off, doesn't
he? Yeah, what he says, I demand the trial by jury.
Yeah.
He goes, we ain't got time for this. He goes, I want to be tried by 12 good men or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, all right, I'll tell you what we can do. Case dismissed.
Yeah.
And the bowler goes, actually, I'm with him. No.
So he gets 60 days.
Yeah.
Spitting is spitting. 60 days hard labor.
Look, I
I know this judge. He's tough, but he's fair. Everybody gets the same treatment, so just keep your mouth shut and take your 60 days.
All right, come on, come on, next. What have we here? Disorderly conduct, public fighting, aggravated mayhem? That's 60.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
What is it?
I have a motion for the court. I'd like to request a jury trial.
A jury trial?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Judge, so you know, I have nothing to do with this man. We're in this separately.
I also request a complete list of prosecution witnesses who will testify against me and a continuance.
Are you a lawyer?
Yes, I am.
Well, I have no time for a jury trial.
Well, sir, the Constitution requires that you make time.
Not if there's no case. Get this damn lawyer out of my courtroom. Case is dismissed.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Not you, him.
Huh?
You get 60 days. Hard labor.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not fair. I'm with him.
Come on. Rick, get him out of my courtroom.
Do something. I'm with him.
Get him out of here.
Then we've got the Bly gang.
Yeah. And the gang want to steal the UFO, don't they?
No, they don't know about the UFO.
Oh, no.
They want the gold.
They want the gold. Yeah, they don't know about the UFO on the train. And they're having childish arguments, aren't they?
Yeah.
I can't remember what they're about, but they're really childish sort of... arguments.
Like we have. Yeah,
well, that's what we have.
Robbing a train's like robbing a moving bank. It's hard enough to rob a bank without it speeding by 100 miles per hour.
You're crazy, Pete. Trains don't go anywhere as close to 100 miles per hour.
Sure they do.
Well, they do not. You gone loco? They do not.
Clackety clack, clackety clack. Down the track, down the track. Clackety clack, clackety clack. Down the track.
Oh, good, because they're going to... Their thing is to do the train, so it goes down a different spur.
Yeah.
And they're going to have knockout gas. It'll knock everyone out.
Yeah,
and then they get the train. Knock out gas.
Well, it was ready available, obviously.
Obviously, yeah. I first you get it from him.
And I've got a man comes in with some info.
Yes, he does.
I forget what the info was.
That Briscoe County Jr. has been hired.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. And they kill him, don't they?
Well, because they're under a cave system. He says, turn left. Remember, stay to your left.
Oh, that's it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, then, right.
Oh, and they're all
having a laugh. It's so funny. And he says, he goes to his, is it Big Jim? Big John? Big someone.
Yeah.
He was big.
Well, yeah.
And he goes, get the Scars Foot Clan to kill Briscoe.
Yes.
He goes, but they hate us even better.
Yes. So the Chinese have turned up at Junior's apartment.
Well,
there's a big fight.
Briscoe... bath and he's ready. He says the first bath he's had in like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't it feel good? It's because his pose there as well. He's chatting to.
Yeah.
And he's reading the paper about the Bly escape. Then there's a knock on the door. It's Chinese fighters.
It's Chinese takeaway.
He says he didn't order Chinese takeaway.
Yeah. They have a big fight. Blah blah
Scarred
blah.
Foot Clan.
Yeah. And he falls out of the window.
He does.
And he lands in hay.
No, well, I liked it. They fall out the window together, him and Poe. And there's a car underneath him.
It's like sharp
objects, yeah. Rusty sharp things. Yeah. He goes, and Briscoe says, I'm losing my grip. And Poe says, I'm fine, I've got a good grip. Because he's holding on to Briscoe. But then as the wagon moves, there's a hay one behind it. And they fall
into the hay.
And it's got chapter 3.
Yeah.
Hot flames, two dames, and loose reins. There you go.
Yeah. Junior goes to Chinatown, doesn't he? He's hunting down.
Yeah. And he says to Paul, because they read about the thing in the paper, he goes, about the paint scene being on the railway.
Yeah.
He goes, why don't you go down to the horse show place or somewhere where they see what their scene painter was up to that night?
Yeah.
And I'll tackle Chinatown.
Yeah. And he asks, doesn't he? But he doesn't get the info that he wants.
I thought it was quite good. Where he's going to the person behind the counter, he goes, can you give me information? Information is always free. He goes, but wouldn't you like to buy something from me? Because you don't really feel like you're taking advantage of me, do you?
That's right.
So he buys a
little trinket box.
He goes, because he took a medallion off one of the clan people. He says, what did you know about this? He goes, I just remembered we're closed.
Yeah.
He shoves him out.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I need some information.
Of course. Anything you want. Information is free.
Oh, good. There's something that I found that I want to show you.
Wait. Perhaps you want to buy something first, so you don't feel that you're taking advantage of me.
How much is that?
$20.
Well, you're right. Now I don't feel so guilty over all this free information I'm about to get. And I need a receipt for that.
Receipt?
Yeah.
Never mind, it's more work for me. That's suicide. It's suicide. Where did you get this?
You recognize it. What does it mean?
Just remember, we're closed.
Why?
We're closed. Take your music box and go. It's Chinese holiday.
There's no Chinese holiday.
It's a little known Chinese holiday. Ooh, look.
What? Hey, the charm.
Briscoe breaks in 2 seconds after he's turned
literally,
the light out. Yeah.
I don't know if that door could have been locked.
No, I don't think he could have.
And he goes behind the counter and rings the bell.
Yeah, he finds a hidden...
Which is
that's
a trap
what
door.
The guy says, only push the button once.
Yeah.
He does it twice that's, and it opens up the door, doesn't it?
That's it.
And he goes into the hidden tunnel and there's some men fighting on hot coals, aren't
they? Fight club.
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about fight club.
Oh, sorry, we don't talk about this bit. Yeah. Okay, let's skip to the next bit. No, but it's because they're the Scarred Foot Clan. Yeah. That's how they get the fight.
And he's spying on them and he gets knocked out and he's captured. And he has to fight on the hot coals, doesn't he?
Yes.
But the leader recognises him. He recognises the gun.
The gun,
it?
The handle.
Is
the
his
gun.
Dad? Yeah, because he carved it for his dad.
Because your dad it ain't good for me, so I made this for him.
Yeah. So he stops the fight, and they have a chat, and oh yeah,
it's Big
dad.
Smith apparently. Big Smith is the one.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And he tells them all about the super Chinese men, doesn't he? Yeah, they.
Oh yes, broke the chains.
They broke the chains, this thing happened to them.
That was the word that was going around.
Yeah.
So he tells them about the UFO and stuff.
Yeah. And he has to go find Dixie Cousins, doesn't he?
Well, Dixie is Big Smith's girl.
Yeah.
And she's a singer.
Pearl's a singer?
Yes, Pearl is also a singer.
Oh.
We've discussed this before.
Oh, okay.
Dixie is a singer as well.
And they're she's an exotic dancer.
Well, yes, she is more than that, yes.
Wow.
Owen, the painter of the backdrops,
yeah,
he's disappeared, but he was there, but that's the clue, isn't it?
And the man, because Junior's standing at the bar, he's watching, isn't he?
Yeah.
And because he's talking to whatever the lawyer was, I can't remember his name.
Paul.
And he's going on about, goes, how the hell are we going to find Dixie anywhere?
Yeah, she's not going to just drop into her laps.
And the announcer comes on and goes, and the next act is everyone's favourite Dixie Cousins.
Yeah. Like, oh. He goes, she didn't fall into my lap, but I'll take it.
Yeah. And Poe's obsessed by her, isn't he?
Oh,
he loves
straight
her.
Away, yeah.
He loves her, but...
Backdrop painter is named Owen. He quit about a month ago, left town, never came back.
Right about the time of the train escape.
So what did you learn?
The Bly's right-hand man, Big Smith, has a girlfriend named Dixie Cousins. Let me have two whiskeys off the top shelf. And that she may be here in town.
That's it?
Well, it's a start. Oh, I need a receipt for that. So funny.
I'm sorry, but this is a huge city. How on earth are you going to find this woman? Go knocking door to door? Be realistic, my dear Briscoe. Dixie Cousins is not going to just fall from the sky into your lap.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Dixie Cousins!
Not exactly in my lap, but close enough.
He's not the only one.
Standing at the bar,
yeah.
And this man hits onto this lady that's standing next to
she's
him.
She's dressed as a cow.
Yeah, cowboy, cowgirl.
Cowgirl. And he's harassing her, and she turns around to smack him, but he ducks and she hits Briscoe. Yeah. But he says, that's quite all right. And John Aston's.
I was going to say, yeah, A dad's there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Adams family dad.
Yeah.
Because he's madly in love with Dixie Cousins as well.
It's followed all over the place.
Yeah, he follows her anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So they follow Dixie.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going to get on the stagecoach.
Yes.
So Briscoe steals a ticket from a sleeping man and his case.
She hands a note, doesn't she?
Oh, she does, yeah.
Yeah. And, he decides to get onto the stagecoach with her.
Yeah.
So he knocks out someone and gets their ticket, doesn't he?
He doesn't knock about, they're asleep. Paul says, that's Larson, that you can't do that.
Yeah.
He goes, don't forget to feed Comet.
Yeah.
He likes green apples.
But Bowler's close by, isn't he? Lord Bowler's close by.
Yeah.
He hears this bit.
No, Paul goes to feed Comet.
Oh, Comet, yeah.
And Comet's talking.
Yes.
He says, is that an apple for me? Sort of,
yeah.
And he goes, oh, wait a minute. The bowler comes up from the stable and goes,
yeah.
Oh, Paul, you aren't as dumb as you look.
Yeah, bowler.
So that's how he finds out where Briscoe's gone.
Yeah.
Briscoe talks to Dixie.
Yeah.
And she goes, what's in the case? He goes, oh, that'd be nice to know.
Yeah.
And he opens the case and it's a load of brushes.
Yeah, it's a load of brushes in there, isn't there? And she knows he's lying because, you know, he's just trying to make it all up, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like a salesman. And...
For some reason, you see the coachman have been having a drink.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, and
They fall off.
Yeah, they fall
just,
off.
They just fall off.
The coach goes wild, doesn't he?
I like this because... Guess what Dixie says to Briscoe? What are we going to do? He goes, well, climb onto the roof. I'll jump onto the first horse, then make my way forward to the last horse, then pull it to a stop. Or we could just jump.
Yeah, so and they jump.
Jump. Yeah.
And I've got the Bly gang, they're all stupidly singing, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they were waiting there for Dixie, and one of them saying she'd be coming around the mountain.
That's right.
And it's really annoying.
Yeah, they're all singing away.
What do we do now?
Well, I can swing out, get a good foothold, and climb up to the top of the stage. And if I'm real careful, and God is on my side, I could leap onto the back of the rear horse and work my way out to the lead team, taking care not to fall beneath their thundering hooves. Then reach out, grab the bridle of the lead horse, and rein them into a safe and steady stop.
Oh, my.
Or we could jump.
Oh!
Got chapter 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when they jump off the court, it's right at the gang's feet. Of all the places to jump off the coach.
She did say earlier that the gang is going to meet them around the corner. So, they might have been close.
But at what point did they know that the two coach drivers are going to get drunk and...
It's in the script.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Chapter 4, Lowdown Showdown.
All right. So obviously they've been captured.
No, they haven't been captured. She's going to meet them.
Well, yeah.
And Briscoe says, I'm an outlaw too. My name is, Kansas. And then they look a bit doubtful.
Yeah.
Because one of them says, oh, you so-and-so Kansas? That's me.
Yeah.
And then one of them goes, if you're Kansas, where are you from? He goes, Kansas? Oh, that checks out.
Yeah. That makes sure it's true then, yeah.
Have a nice trip?
Not bad. All things considered.
You got what I need?
Don't I always?
Who's your friend?
Allow me to introduce somebody calling himself Roscoe Merriweather. Roscoe, this is Big Smith. That's Pete Hutter, and this is some of Big's gang.
My pleasure.
Yeah, nice knowing you, too. You can shoot him now, Pete.
You're gonna kill him?
You used my name, Dix. You know the rules.
Dixie, kind of a stickler for gun safety. Could you move a little to the left?
Don't you get it? He's somebody.
Sorry, Dixie. Existential thought doesn't hold much water out here in the territories.
Dixie's right. I'm not really Roscoe Merridoodle.
Merriweather.
Merriweather. It's Wiley Stafford. I'm an outlaw on the run.
Kansas Wiley Stafford?
Do I know you?
Oh, no, sir. Who is he? He's one crazy, mean son of a buck. That's who he is.
I seen him kill five men the Dodge City Saloon I on 2 years ago. Five on one. And he killed them all.
Of course, I had my snoot and sawdust to keep my head from being blowed off.
I knew it.
Kansas Wiley Stafford. Where are you from?
Kansas. Answer the man!
I'm from Kansas.
Please, Big. Can't we keep him?
Can't we keep him?
Oh, yeah, so they go to see Big Smith.
Yeah.
And he's got a $3,000 hat.
Yes.
He says, well, some people got a price on their head.
Yeah.
Mine is visible.
Yeah.
He's actually made little notes.
Yeah, he's actually got $3,000 stuffed into his hat. Yeah.
And he talks about Briscoe Sr.
Yeah, and he says about...
bad mouthing him and that.
Yeah,
and
so he killed him. Yeah.
But Briscoe doesn't show any emotion.
No, he keeps calm. Yeah. Briscoe then leaves the bar,
yeah.
And he goes to send a telegram, doesn't
That's
he?
That's right, yeah. In Latin.
Yeah, and he bumps into the woman from the bar that slapped him.
Yes, the cowgirl.
Yeah.
And her dad is in there as well.
And the gang.
So what happens is John Aston, the dad character, he drops something onto one of the gangs. And he says, I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't mean it. But he's not happy, Pete. The leader.
Yeah.
And... Briscoe sort of steps in and says, and he takes Pete's gun away from
him. Yes, he touched Pete's piece.
He touched Pete's piece, and nobody touches Pete's piece.
Oh, Peter wants a duel.
He does.
Stupid fool.
He's sorry. It was an accident. Apologize, Dad.
Oh, my golly. What a mess. Sorry. Mind giving me a hand?
You're about to have a religious experience, Grandpa.
How's that?
You're gonna say Jesus!
Pete, put the gun down.
They say I'm the fastest draw west of the Colorado. You care to try me? Kansas?
I don't know. I'm not that good at geography.
My God! He touched Pete's piece!
Nobody touches Pete's piece.
You're touching my piece, Kansas.
The man apologized. Forget about it.
Forget about it? You mean rip it from my memory like a picture from a book? A picture of a small boy. Kind of shy. With big ears who only wanted to be liked. And the laughing faces of his classmates mocking him because he forgot to wear his pants to school. Is that what you mean?
You lost me, Pete.
I'm calling you out, Kansas!
You don't want to do that.
You touch Pete's piece. That's something you don't want to do with Pete. It's done. Outside.
Kansas, Wiley Stafford just touched Pete's piece.
And the bar empties, everyone wants to watch this because no one's, you know, because Pete's supposed to be unbeatable sort of thing, isn't
it? Well, we can see why.
Yeah. And what's happened is all of Pete's mates, the rest of the gang...
This is chapter 5, by the way. Yell to your horse.
All the rest of the gang have all moved separately and they've all got a gun on Briscoe.
So that what he does is...
He's always going to get shot. Yeah. But luckily, he sees this.
Yeah, he does. He notices.
Yeah. And they count to three, don't they? I'm not sure, or whatever.
For draw.
And Junior, he falls onto the floor. He does. So
they all shoot each other.
Yeah, because they're all dead opposite each other, literally. No.
And because John Aston, character the dad, says, "Wow, you must have calculated trajectories and all this." He goes, "No, I just thought hit the dirt and see what happened."
Now Dixie's got the hots for Junior now, hasn't she?
Oh, she has.
She's on to it.
Nice work, Kansas. You just killed my four best men. Pete and Scratchy and those other two. Well, I'm sorry, Big. Guess I was just thinking of myself.
Hey, what's done is done, huh?
Rob! Bo, young man!
Did you employ vector calculations, or did you simply estimate the incidental angle of the bullet's trajectories?
Well, actually, I just sort of shut my eyes and hit the dirt.
Not bad.
Thanks.
Nice work, Kansas.
Dixie! Dixie Cousins! I don't believe it! Horseshoe Club, San Francisco.
Fan.
Are you playing here in town?
Oh, yes, but only in private.
Well, I'm sure Miss Cousins is anxious to try out her act.
And she tries. She does.
She takes him to his room, and she's got this fancy bed. It goes, oh, Louis the 14th. She goes, no, I think Louis was like the 5th or 6th.
And Junior knows that Dixie somehow is working for both Big E and the Bly gang, doesn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, and she has plans, big plans.
Yeah.
It means going above them, you know.
Yeah. And
he spends the night with Dixie.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's Amanda, isn't it? That's the girl.
That's what got it here.
Now you realise, yeah. Yeah, he bumps into her, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And she takes him to Dad to show the rocket, doesn't
he? Well, what happens is Briscoe goes to have a spy on the railway, because they're building another spur.
Yeah, that's right. And
they see someone there.
And he rides off and he
bumps into Amanda and she says, just kiss me.
Yeah, just pretend. And as they does. Come up and they sort of, oh, I'll leave them two, they're fine.
That's Kansas there, he's all right, yeah.
And they go off. So she takes him in to see Dad, who's building a rocket.
Yes. And they have a little rocket science conversation.
Yeah, and they're on about how one day they will chart the stars and all that. It's a bit Star Trek-y, aren't they? They're talking about, oh, we will go out beyond the stars.
Briscoe's saying, oh, yeah, if you put 4 fins on it, it'll make it much more stable.
Yeah.
And Dad's, oh, yeah.
I never thought of that, yeah.
All the fuel and things work, they talk about them. Okay. It's bizarre, isn't
it? Yes.
A rocket. It's beautiful. Coming thing.
What?
Nothing.
I know what you're thinking. She'll never fly.
Of course she will.
If it doesn't blow up first, the last 3 did.
4th time is a charm, you know? In the future.
Rockets will chart the stars.
That's right. You're right. He's right, you know.
Nitrocellulose for propulsion.
That's what I'm trying.
Of course, the problem is containing the rate of combustion.
Exactly. And then, I've got to worry about stabilization. That's why I'm working with this set of fins.
Huh. You know, you might try 4 instead of 2. It increases the friction, but you minimize your central axis rotation.
That's very interesting. Kansas, stay for dinner. There's so much to discuss.
Oh, I can't. There's going to be a train robbery.
See, Dad, he can't stay because he's got to get back and rob a train.
I'm not robbing it. I'm trying to stop it. They're going to divert a gold train onto a spur right up here on the main line.
What are you doing after that?
You're not an outlaw.
No.
Then who are you?
Briscoe County.
Is that where you're from?
No, ma'am, that's who I am.
We're now back in the bar because Dixie finds Junior at the bar.
Yes.
And Big E bumps into Lord Bowler, doesn't he?
Yes, the men who chased after Briscoe, not knowing it was Briscoe, found Boulder instead.
Yes.
And they thought he was the one spying on them.
Yeah.
And so now they've captured him.
Yeah.
And But Lord Boulder had Briscoe's horse Comet.
Yes.
He goes, well, Comet will identify his owner for this apple.
Yes.
Go to Briscoe, he says.
Yeah, and of course he does. Goes straight to Junior.
Yeah.
Now, Bowler and Junior are now tied to the train tracks.
Yes, they are.
Good old...
Chapter 6, Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, you can't beat a good old train track.
Yeah, train track tone.
But Comet comes along, doesn't he? Junior coaxes Comet to come along and...
He says, bite the ropes, Comet. And he goes, oh, has he done this before? No, but it's always the first time.
Yeah. Now, he releases Junior, but not Bowler.
But he does get him off the railway.
Yeah, he does get him off eventually, yeah.
He says, because the train just comes in, and that's the gold train.
Yeah.
And Briscoe gets on his horse and rides the opposite direction. He goes, the train's going that way.
He goes, oh, I've got a plan. And what he does, he gets the rocket and straps it to a rail car, I don't know what it is, and he ignites it, doesn't he? And now he's literally rocketing down the tracks.
Rocket man, yeah. Now the train has gone through the knockout gas and stuff.
Yeah.
So no one's awake on it, and it's a runaway now, isn't
it?
And the gang's trying to chase after it, but of course, I think they do get on it. Then Briscoe's behind him. He realises the rocket hasn't got any brakes.
Yeah.
Or fuel.
Because the rocket literally runs out of fuel just as it catches the train.
It's all in the timing.
Yeah, apparently so.
And the UFO is on board.
Yeah, he climbs aboard, yeah. He finds the Orby thing. Well, they find the Orby thing, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he throws it at Big Smith. And Big Smith falls out the train carriage.
Yeah.
With the Orb into a river down below, you know, one of them high things.
Yeah.
Bridges into the water. And that's all you see is Big Smith's hat floating next to the Orb, which is floating.
Yeah.
So you don't know if he's dead or not.
Junior's having a big fight.
Yeah, Briscoe tries to stop the train. It's running out of track.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does he stop the train?
I don't remember.
No. I suppose he pulls the lever. Yeah, I know it goes off the tracks. And he teeters on the brink.
Yeah.
But then it is stopped.
It's stopped, yeah, that'll do.
So he goes back to the robber Barry.
Yeah, he goes back and he confronts him, doesn't he? Because he's realised...
This particular one.
Yeah.
Remember, who owns everything.
Is the one that sold him out.
Yeah.
He had to be the one that sold him out to fly, wasn't it?
That's right. Because he wanted the orb.
Yeah, which he's now got.
Well, he hasn't got the orb, but he tested the orb and he knows what he can do.
Oh, yeah, because he's super strong, isn't he? Yeah.
And he's just throwing Briscoe everywhere.
Yeah, he's beating him up.
But
I've got it. He's doing all that, and he's smashing him into wall. No one actually comes into the office to go, what's all that noise?
Maybe he's not used to it. Maybe it's his office is what he does. What about in Cop Rock, where the guy shoots a gun in his office? No one come in then.
Don't be like that. No.
If one program's like the law for something like that, fine.
But
Briscoe says you shouldn't mess with things you don't understand. But then he starts to turn funny, doesn't he?
He's old. He's getting older and older. And then veins are showing.
Then he turns to dust.
Yeah, he just goes into dust, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, County.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Thorogood.
It's all right, Gordon. I can handle it. If you're looking for your bounty, you've come to the wrong department. See Mr. Poole.
Now I'm here on another matter.
I'm all ears.
When did you go into partnership with John Bly?
I beg your pardon?
You heard me.
My hearing is fine. It's your reasoning that seems impaired.
This is your cane, isn't it, Thorogood? It's very distinctive. Do you use it often?
On occasion.
What about the night you passed the gold train schedule on to Dixie Cousins?
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Should I continue?
Please do. You have me on the edge of my chair.
Your train was carrying more than gold back to Washington. It also carried an object known as the Orb.
That's correct. So what? The government owns it. They claimed it. They're taking it to the Smithsonian for study.
But you wanted it for yourself. So you went into partnership with Bly. He tipped him off to the train schedule so he could rob it. He gets the gold, you get the orb, and Washington would never know you had it.
Why are you wasting my time with all of this? You seem to have it all figured out.
Except one thing. Why do you want it? What's so important about the orb?
Why don't you ask the coolies who found it? They took one of the rods out of the orb, and it gave me each the strength of a dozen men. Hard to believe in it. Incredible, huh? But it's true. I know it's true. Because I tried it myself.
You did what?
I tried it. Myself.
That's like the kick of a mule, isn't it, Mr. County?
I feel like I'm 22 again.
You're a fool, Thorogood. You've tampered with powers you don't even understand.
Oh!
And Briscoe rides off, goes to see his dad's grave.
Yes, he does.
Which is in the middle of nowhere.
It's next to his mum's.
In the middle of nowhere.
Mum's grave.
Yeah. Has a chat and a bit of a cry.
Yeah. Before that, he did talk to Paul. And Paul's trying to be more hip.
Oh, yeah, he's trying to be more hip, yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a cry.
Yeah, he has a bit of a cry. And
he's still after Bly.
And he rides off.
And that's the end.
And that is the end.
That is Briscoe County Jr. The end.
The end.
Hello, Dad. This is tough work you used to do. I don't know how you did it. This first one almost killed me, and I got 12 more to go. Maybe it gets easier as you go along, huh? Well, you had one hell of a funeral, Dad. Governors from 3 states and 2 territories showed up. I'm sorry I missed it. I'm sorry I missed a lot of things. But I am gonna finish the job you started. You can count on that.
John Bly has to be caught. So,
I hope you're looking out for me up there. I can use all the help I can get. Okay, take it easy. I'm done. Come on, Comet. We got a long ride ahead of us.
There you go.
Yeah. See, Moosey. Moosey Moose, whatever your name. Yeah. We've done it for you.
Yeah, we've done it.
We've done it.
That was all your episode.
Yeah, that was it. That was
no
for
one
you.
Else can listen to it.
No,
just you.
Dedicated to you, that was. I like the beginning, actually, when you hit your elbow. I thought that was funny.
Don't mind my agonising pain.
No, I don't mind it at all.
So, would you like to know a few facts?
Anyway, I think she's indoors.
Oh, well, is she?
Oh, yeah. The agonising pain.
Dixie's song she sings...
All right, yeah.
Was originally sung by Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I've never heard of her, but she was an actress, apparently.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Is she the one where the skirt did float up?
That's She-Ra. Yeah.
No, not She-Ra. No.
In the River of No Return, apparently, that was the film.
Oh.
That's the same song. That's just a fact.
No, it's a fact.
Amanda was supposed to be Briscoe's love interest, but they appear to have no chemistry, so she was dropped and Dixie was in. So Dixie makes a return.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dixie comes back into it.
Okay. I think the only thing I found, it was written by the guys that wrote in Indiana and the Last Crusade.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, apparently so. They were on a real downer after that film, weren't they? After
yeah, apparently Briscoe uses the alias Risco Mayweather a few times. That's what he says when the gang...
Okay.
That's where he's on the coach, pretending to be the brush salesman or something. There you go, that's a fact. I've written something else, but I can't work out what I've written. So we say that isn't a fact.
It's embarrassing when you can't read your own writing.
The reporter guy at the beginning and in...
Oh, yes.
He was supposed to come back as a... But they just gave all these lines to Paul.
So yeah, I thought he might reappear. But
yeah, they didn't need him.
It was... What was to say? It tries to be funny.
Yes.
And it tries to be like he's some sort of future guy. He knows, like say, that one day there's going to be cars and
trams.
Well,
obviously, so it's a wink to
there are winks to, you know, that this is the 1800s, but you know, man will fly to the moon and beyond, and rockets and things like that. And it's full of stuff that shouldn't really be there.
No, it's a sci-fi western, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit sci-fied. Not so off the tracks, but it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like Wild Wild West.
No, but, you know, the man's invented a rocket, for God's sake.
It's in that, I'm sure it could have... I don't remember any other episodes. So I don't know if he goes more sci-fi or not.
I mean, that's not, you know, the Chinese had rockets at this point. We know yes. that, but yeah. He,
not that big.
Not that big. No, that was a big rocket.
It wasn't fueled by gunpowder either.
No.
It was a special chemical.
Yeah. Yeah.
But John Aston is always a win.
Yeah.
In a program, so.
Yeah. But yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. I wouldn't go over the top with it.
It abused me more than once while watching.
I wouldn't say amused me. I think it was trying to be too amusing.
It was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it's tongue-in-cheek.
You've got to remember when this came out in the 90s, you know.
Yes.
There wasn't really any programmes.
It's very well filmed.
Oh, it is.
Very,
it?
Very well filmed. Yeah.
There's no... It looks quality.
Yeah.
It's like a quality programme.
Yeah, it's certainly... Yeah, they spent money on this.
And I thought Bruce Campbell was charming in the lead.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember it. I know I'd seen bits of it, but I couldn't remember it at all. And you know when you have Briscoe County Senior and he's all a great marshal and stuff, I thought, oh, is Junior going to be the clown and gets things wrong and...
Well, that's like Son of Paleface, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the Bob Hope sort of thing, where his dad was the great thing and he was a complete idiot.
Yeah, I thought he was going to run on them lines, but he's not. He's quite capable, isn't he?
Oh, he's more than capable and he's very intelligent,
with
isn't
fast
he?
And gun and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7.
7? That's pretty high.
It's pretty high.
It's not low.
No.
I enjoyed it a lot more and I think I might actually go and buy the box set. I'll give it an 8. There you go. No, I did enjoy it. It amused me. I thought it was whimsical.
It is whimsical.
And I needed that after watching Jack Ryan. 8 episodes, building the temple. Yeah, I needed my whimsy.
And you got it.
Yeah. I was watching this really late at night. And luckily, I didn't fall asleep once.
Oh, well, that's a sign.
Yeah, although...
On the fall asleep scale...
Though, while I was making my notes, the cat decided to attack my pen on vigorous momentum. It just saw it as a threat. It just kept lounging at my hand with the pen.
Oh, well, fair enough. Yeah.
So that's why I couldn't read my writing, I'm sure.
Playing with the cat. The
cat, yeah. But you can't explain the other times, but the cat, that one, that was.
Yeah, the cat at my homework.
Yeah. So next week...
Well, next week we've preempted. We've kind of talked about this already.
But look at the numbering.
Next week I'm not here.
You're not here. I've done one without you.
Oh,
I will be doing one without you.
Oh, it's like that.
It's like that.
Oh, yeah.
Number 136 will be Killjoys, which is on Netflix, and you don't have Netflix.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
And you've never heard of it. So, yes. I've got a guest host for that one.
Oh yeah. So just, Is it?
Not. It's not.
It is, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
Yeah, no, you'll never entice one in here.
That was the problem.
Even the cleaner won't come in here.
Would you like to come to my shed and do a podcast with me?
One walk in here, she sees a bare picture of Magnum PI, and I'm not sure what that picture on the
wall
is.
That's Magnum PI as well.
Yeah, but what's it supposed to be?
Well, it's Magnum. Does it have to be? It just is. I'll put the picture up.
It's not Banksy, is it?
I did it myself, you know.
Okay.
I did it myself. It was a try.
I did say Banksy.
Look, anyone who steps in here will look around and think, yeah, I'm safe. That one thing is sure.
Yeah, definitely.
With a picture of the bare-chested Magnum.
Yeah.
Magnum PI.
Mm.
I could do with a Magnum now. I'd really like to suck on one.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I ain't going down this road. No wonder I'm not here next week.
Magnum ice cream.
Oh, no, Magnum ice cream, we're talking. Classics?
I like the classic.
Or white?
The white's not bad.
White's not bad, but now there's so many other different types.
I know.
I lose track. There's peanut butter ones. There's fancy named ones.
Now, what do you think Roger Moore's Magnum ice cream would have been of choice? I reckon it would have been the classic.
It would have been the classic.
Yeah, it would have.
That's what a choc ice
was. Not the almond one.
No. Just plain choc ice.
That's who he was.
Yeah, that's who Roger was.
While he was listening to For Your Eyes Only on the record player, gramophone.
Yeah.
Sheena Easton.
Yeah.
Greatest hits.
Reading the script saying, this is a cracker. I'll make this.
I watched it the other day. I put it on.
I did warn you.
Yeah, oh, I quite enjoyed some of it.
Not all of it. It's not all bad.
No.
There's a hell of a lot that is, but...
There's a bit that threw me, where it's got the, it goes to his chalet in the ski mountains.
Yeah.
And there's this young girl in his bed waiting for him. He goes, you're a bit too young for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ice dancer.
Well, yeah, good on you. Good on you, Roger.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Though every other woman's too young for you. But this one was clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly too young.
And there was a line to cross, and he wouldn't cross that line.
Yeah, UNICEF ambassador.
Yeah, exactly. British agent.
But he didn't have the other guy from Over on O in that one, is it? I think.
The what one?
Ivan O. Did he play him? Or was he just another? Anyways, he was in Octopussy, I think, and...
Yes, yeah.
I can't remember which other one he was in, two of them.
No, I can't remember.
And that's off the point, isn't it, completely?
Yeah. Anyway.
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 But you will be back for...
I will be back for... Magnum.
Magnum P.I.
Oh, yeah, P.I. Yeah.
Of course, it's not just Magnum.
Oh, I just...
That'd be silly. Well, just call it a series of Magnum.
Yeah, I like that.
Chocks away, yeah.
We will rediscuss this, you know that.
Oh, God, absolutely. this topic is never going away.
No, never.
We can hang on to something for many, many episodes.
Like what? What have we ever hanged on to that's been around for ages?
Now, you may be interested in the fact that Briscoe County Jr., Bruce Campbell,
yeah.
He never received an Emmy for this.
Did he not?
You know who did get 3 Emmys, though? For her portrayal in Space 99.
Not as much as her husband. Who got an Oscar.
An Oscar. What's an Oscar? Anyone could win an Oscar.
Yeah, well, it takes 4 Emmys to make an Oscar. And she didn't get it. Everyone knows.
Did he win an Oscar for Space 99? I just don't know.
Because the man's a genius.
Oh, okay.
Pure genius.
He played it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never go back to old facts.
No.
Let's talk Manimal now.
A real program.
A real, real man's program.
Yeah.
And woman's program. Yeah. It's for everyone.
It is for everyone.
Children. Elderly.
Yeah.
What are we coming to now? Elderly. Children.
Insane.
Now, would you like to see a reboot of Magnum? Not Magnum. There is going to be a reboot of Magnum P.I., isn't there?
Is there?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
But would you like to see a reboot of Manimal with...
A woman? You said it, sir!
No.
Because
no.
There are no plans to do with such a programme.
Thank God for that. You can't be the best.
No.
You can't.
8 episodes, I think it was, wasn't it? 8 episodes, and that's it. You get 8 episodes, you've done the perfect thing.
Yeah.
It's like that Jack Ryan programme, so 8 episodes long.
And it's still not perfect.
And it's still going to be season 2. But
it is not perfect.
And it was Manimal.
Well, nothing is.
He didn't once chain into a panther. Or a big cat or a snake. Actually, did Manimal change into a snake?
He does change into a snake.
Did he change into a snake or was the snake a pet? I think the snake was just a pet.
Might have been.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. He changed into a small cat.
Oh, yeah.
And a bird. And a shark.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the shark. But no.
You thought that part was a bit thin.
Oh, God, you've been writing these down. You're leading me in, aren't you? You're leading me in.
I'm saving them all.
It's like little and large all over again. You're just leading me in.
I've thrown them to you, then you throw them back to me. To you, to me.
To me, to you.
It's all there.
All the greats. Well, that's another fine mess you've got us into.
And it will be next time.
Indeed it will be.
Oh, you're not on the next one.
No.
It might be better or worse.
It could be. Who might be replaced by? Not Alexa.
Alexa's coming in to talk to Kilgore.
Oh, get out of it.
She knows everything about Kilgore.
Knows nothing.
Shall I prove it?
Yeah, go for it.
What is Killjoys?
Killjoy was an American musician who was the lead vocalist of the death metal band Necrophagia.
He's never let me down. Never let me down once, that girl.
What is Briscoe County Jr.?
Briscoe County Jr. is a fictional character played by Bruce Campbell in the American science fiction slash western television series The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., which aired for a single season on the Fox network in 1993 and 1994.
See, this is where... This is your wife, actually, in the other room. This is why you have to push it twice. Because the first time she didn't pick up the radio mic.
I'm on.
Now she's gone, quick, Wikipedia, quick. Briscoe County Jr.
Google that.
Yeah, so much for technology.
Oh, well, until next time.
Until next time, I won't be here.
No.
Really?
I will. That's probably the worst bit about it. Maybe if we're both not here.
I think it'll work.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan. I think that could work. Yeah. Let's leave Alexa and Siri.
Yeah.
See how good they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about handbags and shopping and shoes.
God.
And the new 13th Doctor.
Yeah. Why would they be talking about that?
Because.
Is it because.
Oh, woman. You said it, sir!
Why can't I use any of these other sounds that I've got?
Okay, I'll let you use one. There should have been an earth-shattering...
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom!
Yeah, there should be more of that.
Well, I expected you to really hate this programme.
Okay.
So I was going to go with...
Get the fork out of my neighbourhood!
Okay.
Oh.
Go fork yourself, you mean giraffe.
But you didn't hate it.
No.
And I've also got my classic here as well.
I call it ball talk for a one-eyed fat man.
Now that is on the western, isn't it, at least? That's True Grit. So
fair enough.
Anyway.
I thought we weren't going to talk about my loss of my eye. I thought that was, you know, it's very touchy.
What about the fat bit? That's all right.
Oh, I'm fine about that, yeah. I've worked on that. I put years into that.
It takes a lot of money to get this fat.
It takes a lot of magnum.
Well, why don't you bring it around circular?